Hello, and welcome to Life As It Is with me, Dora Middleton. In today's segment, I would like to talk about friendship. And I know that word right there is a pretty big word because that person has to be very loyal, understanding, be there for you in a time of need, be a shoulder for you to cry on, be a person that you can laugh and talk with. That's what a true friend is, I believe. I can count on one hand how many true friends I've had like that in the whole 50 years I've been here, okay? I can't begin to say how many people pretend to be a friend when they're not. And I was just sitting here thinking one day, because I was having a conversation with an associate about friendship and all this and that. And I was sitting thinking to myself, like, I really can't say I've really had a pretty good amount of true friends. Someone that you can actually say is your friend. That's why I would introduce people that I was with or that I would hang out with over the years. This is my associate, such and such. Because you can't consider them friend. A friend. You can't consider them as a friend. I know that I've had people in the past, they come to you, they have a lot of burdens, they have a lot of demons, they have a lot of bullshit going on in their lives, and they lean on you for comfort. They will suck the energy out of you. And I can honestly say I have two people that did that to me. Two people. One I had known for, both of them I think I had known about 10 years or so. They were the worst. I call them vampires. They literally, I mean, they would suck everything out of you that you have and give nothing back in return. And it's sad when you do things like that. I had a friend where I helped him through his alcoholism. The whole time he was drinking, he made my life hell. We weren't dating, but I was a friend to him. I tried to help him. I tried to help him get off the alcohol. He was the worst. He was a savage. He was everything you could imagine. But I stuck by him as a friend to try to help him. Through the loss of his mom dying, then his father right after, then the shit that was going on with him and his son being shot. I mean, it was so much. This person burdened me with so much of his burdens that at some time I didn't know what to do. You know, I'm like, I don't want to turn my back on this person, because you're thinking, okay, he's an alcoholic. You don't know what he might do to himself, because he would get in this funk to where it sounds like he could hurt himself. So I, as a friend, I was there. But I was sitting here thinking, when the hell was he ever there for me? I can't think of one time I've ever gone to him with any problems that I might have been having or anything I was going through. And not one time did he ever ask. Now that I think about it, not one time did he ever ask. Everything was always a gimme, gimme, gimme. He was always reaching out for someone to help him, but that man wouldn't know what to do when it comes to helping others. I helped him keep his job. When they were making accusations about him, I told him how to handle it to keep his job, which I kind of, the things that I know about him now, I kind of believe what they might have been saying was true, you know, but I was there to help him. I talked them through it. I told him, this is what you need to do. You need to speak with, you know, your HR department, do this, do that, you know, and you get ahead of the story or whatever it is you were dealing with. But now that I know what I know now, I believe in my heart that this man did everything that they were saying he did. And it's sad that you can know a person for over 10 years and you can be so disgusted with one person. And I had a talk with them, and I told them, I said, you know, you don't know how to be a friend. You don't know what it means to be a friend. All you are is a taker. You take, 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 but never give, 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 give. Never even ask a person how they're doing. And then get upset when you don't want to be bothered with him and his drama for a day or so. That's how you know that person is. You know, I've always been told if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. I'm trying not to call him anything. You know what I'm saying? But he's trifling. I can sit here and think, I literally had to get my number changed to make him stop calling me. Because no matter how I said, please stop calling me, I was wasting my time. This man has woken me up at 3-4 o'clock in the morning wanting to argue over nothing. The same man, when I was dealing with my bout of COVID, called me wanting to argue with me. Now, I'm dealing with this virus, and this insensitive piece of shit is what I call him, was calling me to argue because he wanted to see me and I had COVID, and I was telling him as night in such a nice way, you can't see me right now, I have COVID. So he don't give a damn about that. He just want to put himself where he wants to be, not asking, do you need anything, is there anything that I can bring you, maybe hang on your door or something, do you need soup, do you need juice, do you need anything? No, all this insensitive, crappy ass person, and I can't say man, wanted to do was harass me. He wasn't anybody that I would ever date. He was never anyone that I was interested in like that. I kind of even wonder to myself sometimes how I even let him get in to be a friend or an associate, because I told him time and time again he was never a friend, that he was an associate. He wasn't deserving of a true friend. I gave him what was true friendship, and I think what he gave me was harassment and you name it. I shouldn't have never had to get my number changed. This man used to search for me because we live in the same city, trying to run into me at stores. He's the reason I started getting home deliveries for food and groceries, for my groceries, because he would stalk me in the store. I couldn't even shop. Because he would come and end up there harassing me. And I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, I'd let this person change the way I was doing things. So I decided, okay, I'm gonna start back to shopping for myself, because if you want your fresh items, you have to do it yourself, because sometimes the shoppers don't care. They just grab the first thing they see, whether it looks good or expired or whatever, they bring it to you. But it's just sad how I had to do that. It's sad how I had to literally run from this person because he's psychotic. I've told him time and time again, go seek mental help. He needs mental help. He needs something. But time and time again, he wants to come back and tell me, oh, you're not helping me. You're not trying to be a friend. I've been nothing but a friend. This man has woken me up in the middle of the morning complaining about some woman being at his house, not wanting to clean up after herself or wash dishes. What the fuck does that have to do with me? You know, and I'm saying, okay, this is what you woke me up for? Are you serious? That is the type of person, that is what you call a user, a no-life user, scum of the earth. And talking with my friend that I was just talking to about true friendship, it made me really think about this person. Like, damn, did I really allow this person to be in my circle for over 10 years and he wasn't about a damn? He was a piece of trash. And I hate to talk about people like that. And if you guys listen to my podcast, you know, I show everyone love. I don't, even no matter how they've tried to do me, I've been nice to everyone. But this person here, I am not a bad person. I don't hate anyone, but this person here, I have no like, nothing in me toward him. I mean, it's really sad to say. I when I think about this person, I feel angry. I feel disgusted. I feel so much dislike toward this person. And it's sad to feel that way toward anyone. But I do. And he's earned every bit of it. So I did this podcast on friendship, telling you about my situation with friendship, to tell you guys, don't give anyone a year of your time if they're not worthy as a friend. Lesson on over 10 years. Don't do it, because you can't get that time back. That is time that you will never get back. And you've given it to the wrong person. And the person is ungrateful. And the person is truly trifling. Don't do it. So if you're out there and you're listening to this podcast and you have someone that you feel is sucking the energy or sucking the life out of you, kick their asses to the curb. They're not worth it. I've lost sleep because of this person. I've lost contracts because of this person calling me, waking me up in the morning, and things got out of hand and I was running late, and I've lost contracts for things I was dealing with. You know, bringing in the bread for myself and my family. So I've lost things because of this person, because of the stupidity. And then when I would tell the person about it, he wasn't even man enough to admit when he was wrong. He'd say, I didn't do anything wrong. Sometimes you would talk to me at that time of morning. Sometimes. So you felt because I talked to you on nights when I would maybe be up watching a movie and you disrespectfully called me after 10 or after 12 a.m. and I talked to you, you felt it was okay, but even though I told you time and time again not to do it, this person will not accept the blame. He will not accept his own blame. And then he wants you to feel sorry for him because when he was going through his rehab, his mom passed away. She died at his home because they shared a home together, and he was in rehab. So now he's coming to me because he feels like I'm supposed to make him feel better, make him feel like it's not something that he could have prevented had he not been drinking. It's not up to me to give you a pep talk. It's not up to me to say, oh, it's not your fault, things happen. No. All I have to say, I'm not going to say it was your fault, because it could have been her time. But had you not been in rehab, I'm pretty sure you would have been there with your mom. But I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm just saying, if you want the truth and how I feel about the matter, you being away, finally me pushing him into rehab, her pushing him into rehab. We worked so hard, the two of us, to get that man in rehab. And he still, to this day, don't want to cooperate. He won't go to the meetings. He won't do anything. So it's like he wants you to babysit him. I felt like I was babysitting the 50-something-year-old man. And that's sad. How the hell, what kind of person burdens people with all of their drama? Fight your demons. That's something you have to do. That's when you need to call upon God, someone that's equipped to handle all the burdens of everybody's everyday life. Not me. Don't be selfish and bring your bullshit to my doorstep, thinking it's up to me to help you out, because it's not up to me. It's not my job. It's not up to me. And I'm so upset at the fact that I allowed someone to do that. I'm really upset that I allow someone to bring all those burdens to me. That's why I'm telling you guys, please walk away. Walk away and don't let these people suck the life out of you, because they will have you graying before your time. You have gray hair everywhere if you don't watch it. People like that don't deserve true friendship. And I'm sorry to have to say it that way. I don't think they deserve anything but what they give out, and that's bullshit. So let bullshit follow them throughout their days. Don't be their crutch. Don't be someone that they can call and burden you down with their bullshit. Let them deal with their own shit. Don't be there when they're reaching out to you to bring you their drama, because they're not doing anything but putting that shit on you, bringing you down, taking away your happiness, because then now you're focusing in on their shit. So they're transferring their shit to you. Don't allow it. I am telling you, don't allow it. I did that shit for over 10 years with this one person in particular. The other person was just as bad. But he understood where he went wrong, because he suffered a very bad tragedy where someone harmed him in such a way. He has a handicap that he's going to deal with for the rest of his life. And the first thing he told me was that he apologized for being selfish, for being a burden, for not listening when I was telling him what he was doing wrong, because now he's paying for it. So he accepted the fact that he knew he was doing things wrong. But this other person won't acknowledge anything. He's a piece of shit. He's going to pretend like everything is your fault. He's going to make your life hell. So anyone that deals with that man is crazy. I would shout off the rooftop and give everybody that man's name and tell them beware and run, because he is a character that you don't want to deal with. He's not right. He's not right in any kind of way. He's selfish. He's very selfish. He doesn't know what it means to be a friend. This man, when he couldn't get my attention, threatened, I'm gonna lock you in my basement and you never get out. No one to know you're there. Those are the kind of things he would say. That's why I never went anywhere with him. I never put myself in a situation to be around him anymore. Once he made that statement right there, I knew he was crazy. Then he would constantly ask me if I had been raped. What man constantly asks you if you've ever been raped?